Good Friday by Adam Niven. You said, sit, wait here, the weight of my sorrow feels like death, pray with me. I watched as you wandered further on. I closed my eyes to pray. My mind wandered further on. The weight of my eyes felt like death, and I slept. You, let Judas' kiss fall on your cheek, called him friend as he handed you over. I pulled my sword, I struck, head first. The revolution starts now. You rebuked me and healed the one I harmed. You gave up, refused to fight, instead invited them to take you. You said, in this hour, darkness reigns. I hid in the crowd, following you, the safety of distance, of anonymity. She said, they're a follower. And I hid. I never knew you. You said, I spoke truth. Taught in the open. The people know the things I said. It's no secret. I slapped you. Told you. Show respect. Don't you know who you're addressing? I found you at night. I said what you were doing can only happen if God is with you. You didn't let me finish. You said, be born again. I was confused. How could I do that? You said, like the snake Moses put on the pole to heal the people in the wilderness, same for the Son of Man to bring eternal life. I cut a branch, joined the crowds, singing, rejoicing. Hosanna, we shouted. This is the King. He comes in God's name. You said, the seed must fall to the ground and die. Only then can it grow into new abundance. You said suffering was ahead for you, at the hands of religion and its leaders, then death, before life again 3 days later. I said, never. That will never happen to you. You said, be silent, Satan. Instead, learn the value of losing your life for me. Follow me, carry your cross. I struggled to look, to see, through tear-soaked eyes as I followed behind the brutality. You said, do not weep for me. Weep for the world. I saw games played, your clothes taken, you exposed to all. I hammered a sign onto that cross, same as I hammered your hands, your feet, some king you are. You said, my God, my God, why have you abandoned me? You said, love like me. There is depth, no greater depth than a love that lets go of life, taking up death for another. I stood only hours later and saw you breathe your last breath. You sat relaxed at the table. That woman poured that perfume over your head. The smell of that expensive perfume filled the room. I said, what waste? Doesn't she know if we sold that perfume, how many we could feed. You said, I'm ready to be buried now. The poor will stay. They will always be with you. But I won't be. I heard from the woman, that man Joseph buried you.